variations of the proverb, clothes make the man, have been around since at least the Middle Ages, and more recently, dress for success has been a catchphrase. But what happens when our perceptions of people based on their clothing are tied up with racist stereotypes? Regan Gurung is the executive director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University and professor of psychological sciences. Prior to that, he spent 20 years at UW-Green Bay. Regan, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Rob. Great to be on.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts of your new study, Regan, I want to get a little context on this and fit it into what we know about, I guess, our perception of people, the biases we have based on other people's appearances.
So I think first off, right across the base is clothing. Whenever we see somebody, whether we form these snap judgments off them. And I think the key thing to keep in mind is we can, human beings seem to form snap judgments in about 5 seconds. And we don't even have to hear somebody, bam, 5 seconds, we formed a judgment. Now, what years of social psych has shown is that clothing can really tweak those judgments. And we now know that stereotypes of individuals, and especially stereotypes of different racial groups, can also be tied to clothing. And the good, so there's good news and bad news. The bad news is that if you pick a certain item of clothing, whether you know it or not, people may form this snap judgment about you. The good news is you can actually modify impressions formed off you based on what you wear.
And the person forming that snap judgment, they're not necessarily thinking, oh, there's Rob in jeans and a t-shirt. I'm going to have this impression. It kind of happens over after a while at an unconscious level, right?
Well, I think that's the scariest thing is it's not just that it's not conscious. It's so unconscious that I don't think we even realize we're doing it. It's you know, you mentioned there's Rob, right? And that implies that somebody knows you, right? It's what's scarier is that we form these of strangers. We form these impressions of strangers, and it changes a little bit when you know somebody, right? When you know somebody and you have a history with them, okay, clothes may not have as much of an impact, but especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time. You know, I think about students when their faculty member or their teacher steps into the class for that very first time, bam, they've made impressions. They formed an impression off that individual that very often will last for weeks and weeks, regardless of what that individual does. And I think that's the really troubling aspect of this, is we form that impression and then we hang on to it.
All right. That takes us to your study. Now, tell us what you set out to try to figure out here.
So basically, given the fact that clothing is related to perceptions, the research team, we really started with this notion of if clothing can lead to positive and negative perceptions, can we actually short circuit racism or feelings of prejudice by modifying clothing? So this was a classic social psychology experiment. We had the same individuals. We actually picked 4 men from the UW-Green Bay men's soccer team. And these 4 men wore 3 different sets of clothing, either formal clothing, and this was a button-down suit and trousers. They wore athletic wear, you know, sweatpants and sweatshirts, or they wore their conference champion t-shirts. And this was not made up. We didn't Photoshop t-shirts. The men, UW Green Bay men's soccer team had actually won the Horizon League men's soccer championship. So the men wore these championship t-shirts. And our hypothesis was that even though individuals tend to have negative stereotypes or stereotypes about people and about Black individuals in particular, maybe we could short circuit those negative stereotypes by portraying the individuals in formal clothes and, more importantly, in championship clothes, showing that they had won something and reached a level of competence. I should say that the formal clothing, there's already evidence that you dress well, people will think better of you. They'll think you're smarter. They'll think you're more hardworking. But we really wanted to test the competence component is if we showed them with these winning t-shirts, would they be seen more positively than if people saw them in sweatpants or in something else? And we found strong support for the formal clothes. And that was no surprise. We replicated years of research on that. And then we found some mixed findings with the winning championship clothing. I mean, yes, when people saw the four black men in their winning t-shirts, they thought they were not as lazy as when they saw the same men in sweatshirts or sweatpants. But interestingly enough, and this is something that really surprised us, even wearing those winning championship shirts, those men were not seen as warmer or more intelligent than when seen either in formal wear or even in sweatpants. So we got some support for the notion that maybe we can tweak those quick perceptions formed, but we got some surprises as well.
Talking to Regan Goering, Executive Director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University, psychology professor there, previously at UW-Green Bay. Talking about a study he did using some players from the UW-Green Bay soccer team to evaluate the impact of clothing on people's perceptions of people, in this case, black players from that soccer team. Regan, what do we know about the attitudes that people brought in with them? Did you look at people's attitudes toward race, the ones who were evaluating these four soccer players?
Absolutely. So we know that all of us are racist in some way, and I mean all of us. Some of us have troubles facing up to the fact that we have stereotypes and use stereotypes, but all of us are racist in some form. And so we knew that we had to measure for that or control for that. So all our participants in the study completed a well-validated and reliable scale, a measure of racism called the symbolic racism scale. And we controlled for that in all these statistical analyses. So the findings that I shared are the findings controlling for each individual's level of racism, whatever that level may be.
And did people who, I guess, tested as more racist on that scale, did they give the same credit to seeing a person in a suit?
So an individual's own levels of racism were related to what their perceptions were. So, you know, at the end of the day, the neat thing about statistical analysis is you can actually set it up to directly test the question, you know, is the person seen as more intelligent in formal wear versus the winter apparel or the sweatpants, what we call swagger wear. And you can do that controlling for racism without necessarily need to specifically look at those sub-relationships. So the what we found was one's own levels of racism was a significant predictor of the way they made judgments. And that definitely made a difference in how they saw other individuals, and in this case, absolute strangers, making judgments in a really short period of time. So they looked at the picture, filled out a scale, but moved on to the next picture. Really short amount of time.
Well, I want to talk about what we take away from this research and the pool of research that it's part of. I assume the solution isn't all black people should wear suits, but is there something here about how to shake up those preconceived stereotypes that we might enter into when we meet a new person?
So I think, Rob, the first thing you said is really important to keep in mind. It is really easy to say, oh, well, if clothing makes a difference, just dress better. Well, we are now blaming the victim versus really shining the light on ourselves. So when I look at this kind of research, what it suggests is it really shines a light on the fact that human beings do certain things automatically. We do these things automatically. And once you document the kinds of things that are done automatically, we've then got to consciously change it. So as I said, everybody is racist to some level. Not everybody is aware of it, but I think that awareness of how we may over-rely on stereotypes, that awareness of how we may be prejudiced, that we may be saying things or thinking things that are prejudiced, having that conscious awareness that we're doing it is the very first step in changing it and making relationships between individuals better. So this is not one of those questions of, oh, you bad people who are racist. We're all use stereotypes to some amount, to some extent. And we've got some of us to a very much further extent than the others. But for all of us, we've got to examine those knee-jerk reactions that we make and really start to do something about it.
What is the next step in research that you'd like to see, whether you're doing it yourself or your colleagues out there in the world of psychology, to figure out how to do that, how to maybe examine a stereotype we may have built up unthinkingly for decades, examine it and try to work past it?
Yeah, so I think, you know, what we showed here was that, you know, we had these three men in these three different outfits. And in case the listener or you are wondering, the participants in this study only saw the men in one outfit. And that makes sense because these were the same men. So they didn't know that they were viewing, you know, that there were other conditions to this study or what the other conditions were. The next step, maybe once you draw attention to the fact that perhaps you are making these kind of snap judgments, to what extent can we consciously change it? To what extent can we, are we willing to, and are we able to compensate and maybe act to not make those judgments? Because the problem here is we make a snap judgment. It's automatic. It is quick. It is often non-conscious. And then we act on that non-conscious judgment without even knowing it. So the judgment, that snap judgment, is just the beginning. And it cascades into this range of behaviors, many of which are prejudiced and discriminatory and hurtful. So we've really got to tackle, can we make this conscious? And if we can make it conscious, to what extent can we help people to short-circuit it?
Regan, thanks as always for joining us today.
Very welcome, Rob. Thanks a lot.
Regan Gurung is Executive Director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at Oregon State University and Professor of Psychological Sciences there. Previously, he spent 20 years at UW-Green Bay. He joined us to talk about his research into how people's assumptions about others can be affected by clothing and how that intersects with racial stereotypes. As we heard, the models in this research from the UW-Green Bay men's soccer team. You can share your thoughts and your reactions to that study and how maybe you've tried to overcome that snap judgment about someone. Do that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.